This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
It's time now for Around Montgomery County. I'm your host, Tobin Ott. My guests this week for Around Montgomery County is Bunny Lippert and Tim Taylor for the Haunted Forest and House in Hillsboro. Tim, Bunny, welcome to the program. How are you two today?
Doing great. Thanks, Tobin.
We're doing great, thanks.
And we are here to talk about an annual event in Hillsboro that's right around the corner. Bunny, I'm going to start with you. Ladies first. It's Sherwood Forest every year has a haunted forest.
Yes.
And that's no exception this year, and the haunted forest is right around the corner. Tell us a little bit about this.
This is our third year of doing the haunted forest and haunted house. It will be Friday and Saturday, October 24th and 25th, from 7 in the evening until 10:30, or later if we have a big crowd. And it's just something the campers do, and we enjoy doing it, and just love seeing all the people come out.
It's kind of like with the campers, their last hurrah, isn't it, before they check out?
Yes, it is.
It is? How did this, for those that don't know the history behind this, how did this all come about? Was this just something you guys thought about and said, you know what, this would be cool because it promotes the campground, it promotes the lake area? How did this all come about?
Well, many years ago, there was some campers that liked Halloween, and there was a city worker, Henry McDonald. He's actually one that started it. And he started putting on just a kind of a hayride, cooking hot dogs for the campers. Well, then he kind of got away from it and was basically just sitting around a fire one night and wanted to do it again. So we got permission from the council, and they said, go ahead. So that's how it got started. Well, then we took it one step farther. Hey, let's utilize the forest they have back there. Because everybody kept going back there walking, making trails. So we just kind of took some equipment there, made a nice road. That's how we got the haunted forest.
That's incredible. And the rest is history.
And yes, exactly.
And this is how many years now for this?
Third year.
Yes. Okay. For those that, I mean, obviously people scare tactics or the scare tolerability is different from one person to the next. Is this an event that's safe for, like, let's say the little kids, or is this something for the older adults that really gets them scared?
Well, it is scary. The haunted house especially, because you're more face-to-face with the crowd.
Mm-hmm.
But if there is little kids that come, the lady that stands at the door, she will holler in and say, we got little kids. So they kind of, like, tone it down. You know, so that does help. But the haunted forest, ask Bunny, she can tell you. It's scary, too.
Bunny, how is it?
It's terrifying. They have evil clowns in there, and I'm not an evil clown person. But they do make every effort, if there are small children on the wagons, to not scare them. And, in fact, a lot of the actors, for lack of a better word, that do the haunted forest will even attempt to shake hands with the kids and be friendly. But mostly the wagons keep moving, so there's not a lot of interaction between the people on the wagons and the...
And that's a thin line, I mean, a tough line to cross, because you want to bring people out there, and you know a lot of people get a thrill about the haunted houses and getting scared, but you also want to get the little kids out there because they bring the parents and
exactly
out there, and you don't really want to scare them that bad,
right?
And you don't know, but you don't know what line to cross with them though. So it's basically for all ages,
all ages.
If there's a young kid, like what you mentioned, they will say something like a code word or something like that, and they know, and it's dialed down.
Yes.
Okay. Talk with us a little bit. You mentioned the actors or volunteers that put this on. It has to take quite a few, doesn't it?
Well, it takes a lot.
How many volunteers does it take?
I'd hate to guess.
Yeah.
You probably have 45 to 50 people just in the timber.
And they all reside in the campground?
Not all of them.
No.
We are starting to get a lot more people from the community to help. And actually, some of my buddies from work come down and help. So that helps.
Yeah, we love having the public involved.
Absolutely.
The night of the event, and also we need a lot of help before the event. There's a lot of work that takes place before we even get started, and a lot of it is last minute, you know, like putting out decorations in the forest, because a lot of that stuff can't be out in the weather for weeks.
I was going to say
time.
That probably should be starting now, but with the rain we've kind of had recently.
The last week, we work till whenever we can, as long as we can go, sometimes with lights, because that's the only week you got to do it.
Right.
Some things you just cannot put out.
And then you mentioned the haunted house. Are you using like basically an old cabin out there that's not currently occupied as the haunted house? I mean, you're not building a new one.
Kenny White is the one that does the haunted house, uh-huh. and he puts it on the bluegrass stage.
Okay.
He converts it into a haunted house.
So it goes from the summer concert series to a haunted house.
Yes. Exactly.
That's interesting. That's a fair trade.
And we make walls, and we put up plastic, black plastic, and that's how we.
That's
he
interesting.
He does a really good job.
Yeah, he does.
That's interesting. Other activities. You mentioned the forest. You mentioned the house. Is there food available out there for families, like hot dogs or stuff like that? Or what other things are included with this?
This year, the ladies of the Angel Tree Project are going to furnish food for sale. I'm not sure exactly. We, in the past, have provided chips and hot dogs and drinks. Mm-hmm. So they will be doing that this year. And then our campers donate candy, and we hand that out after the haunted forest ride to all the kids on the wagons.
So it's kind of like a pre-trick-or-treating.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So, okay. And the kids enjoy it. Everyone seems to enjoy it. And we were talking before we went on the air today, this thing, for being the third year, has expanded all the way out to the Decatur area and around. So you guys must be doing something right.
We hope so.
What did we start with the first year, did you say, Tim? How many did we
have? We had about 1,200 the first year, roughly.
Unbelievable.
Last year, we wanted to get a better count, so we had tickets.
Right.
We had 2,600 people that went through it last year.
Unbelievable.
In 2 days.
And the city must be eating this up, must be loving this, because you know they have to go somewhere to eat and that, and it brings people into Hillsboro. And like, Bunny, like you and I were talking before we went on the air, the lakes are a major asset to Hillsboro.
Yes, they are.
Yes,
and
they are.
Sometimes, depending on how you take a look at it, it's utilized appropriately, or it's not. And this is what a way to use the campground and everything like that. It's just unbelievable. And we're getting short on time here. Once again, before we come to a close, tell us the times again for the Haunted Forest and a number that if anyone seeking more information or would like to help out, that they can call to obtain that information.
The dates for the Haunted Forest will be Friday and Saturday, October 24th and 25th from 7 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. The cost is $1 per person. And if they would like more information or like to volunteer to help out either in the forest on those two nights or prior to that, they can call me at 532-5211.
All right, Bunny, Tim, it's always a pleasure. Thank you so much for your time, and I look forward to our chats in the future. Best of luck on this year's endeavor.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
And this concludes this weekend's edition of Around Montgomery County, where my guests were Bunny Lippert and Tim Taylor for the Haunted Forest and House in Hillsboro. For Around Montgomery County, I'm Tobin Ott.